This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We learned this morning from the good people at the U.S. Department of Commerce that the trade deficit, that is the difference between the value of what we buy from overseas and what we sell abroad, unexpectedly shrank in November. Our trade imbalance was the lowest it's been in almost 4 years. China, meanwhile, has become the world's biggest trading economy overall, if, caveat emptor here, you believe government media over there. If true, it would be quite the milestone for Beijing. If not true, well, here's Marketplace's Rob Schmitz from Shanghai.
According to the state-run China Daily, China's trade in 2013 was worth $4.1 trillion. U.S. trade is estimated to be $3.9 trillion. But according to Tom Holland, economics columnist at the South China Morning Post,
if you actually break down the Chinese numbers, you find that the third biggest source of China's imports was China itself.
So how does a country import products from itself? Here's one way. If you're a Chinese electronics manufacturer, you get a 17% tax rebate on all the goods you export. That includes exports to Hong Kong, right across the border.
On the other hand, if you import goods from Hong Kong under a trade agreement between the mainland and Hong Kong, you don't pay any tariffs.
So now you know the rules of the game. Here's how it's played. A Chinese company loads a ship full of components and sends it on a half-hour voyage to Hong Kong, securing a 17% tax rebate for all of it. After it arrives, the same ship then heads back home to China without paying any tariffs. Money in the bank for Chinese companies and for the country as a whole, bigger trade numbers. If you take these meaningless imports and exports out of the picture, China's real trade figure last year lags behind the U.S. Here's another way trade figures are distorted in China. China's government makes it hard for companies to bring money into the country. One way to get around this is to lie to the government about the value of the goods you export. Beijing economist Michael Pettis has seen this time and time again.
That means that the amount of exports that you record are going to be false. You're going to increase the amount of exports in order to basically disguise the capital inflows.
So why doesn't China's government crack down on all of this? Again, Tom Holland.
Over time, the mainland authorities have tried to reduce the incentives for this sort of practice. But in many cases, it's the government-linked companies that benefit.
And the country as a whole benefits from the claim that China has again surpassed the U.S. to achieve another economic milestone. Except in this case, it hasn't. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.